come out. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They making plans, we sit and count. Our chair is stacking just like a mountain. You heard about it, she running her mouth.
A little fire drill going on here inside the Gruber Officers One Call That's All Studios. I suppose October is like Fire Prevention Month, isn't it? That's always when you were a kid. You always had to do the fire drill at school. So I guess that makes sense.
I'm going to effort to make sure it's a drill.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd probably be a good protocol.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like if there was a fire, because we have a window out into the 3rd Street Market
right.
Hall, like I feel like I'd see the flames.
I don't know.
I mean, again, that's what I'm telling myself.
Fair.
Chewy, we've got an issue here with lasagna. Lasagna in Milwaukee hitting us up on the Carpool's Talk and Text Line 800-990-3776. Hey, I want to see the costume. I took off work just to see it. So yesterday, you teased. You clearly wanted to talk about your Halloween costume. You brought it up twice. And then when pressured on, hey, what is it? He goes, all right. Chewy said, during a segment, I will wear it on the show tomorrow. So he teased people. Go to youtube.com/@ESPN Milwaukee. Check it out. And where's the costume? From my understanding, the costume is not happening today.
First off, I want an apology from you and Josh. Okay, that's number one.
For what?
For saying no one cares about your costume, which turns out you were wrong.
I did not say that.
Yes,
I wanted,
you did.
No, I asked you what it was because I wanted to know. Stop lumping me in with Josh.
As I say, I'll stand on it. I still don't care.
Okay, and number two... it hasn't arrived yet. This is what Amazon has told me. Your package is running late due to processing delay at the Amazon facility. Sure. I'm Prime. It's not supposed to run late. So refund me some money. Previously expected on October 1st. We're sorry for the delay. So I will keep you up to date. Soon as I get it, I'll put it on. It's not even out for delivery yet. So they're liars.
Oh, so it's not going to happen until...
It ain't going to happen today, so hopefully tomorrow. I'm sorry that lasagna had to take the day off.
Brandon saying this is costume arrogance.
On Amazon, yes.
Oh. Apparently, we got to go, Chew.
Okay.
So we are going to hear... as this fire alarm is going off right now in our studios, we're going to send it back to Unsportsmanlike. So we're going to hear Evan, Canty, and Michelle. And hopefully we get this resolved sooner rather than later. Hopefully we get to talk to you before our time's done at 9 o'clock. Here's Unsportsmanlike.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you know that fact, though?
No, I didn't.
You didn't know that fact?
Is that just
no.
a fact, Brig?
Yeah. I mean, that's what Chewy does. Chewy knows the most facts of anyone on the show.
He also knows the most fiction.
On 94.5 ESPN.
If you feel like you're running on empty, Mentality Health is here to help. They deal with low testosterone, which a lot of doctors can overlook, especially free testosterone. So how do you know if you're dealing with low testosterone? Maybe your energy is low. Kind of lack that motivation, fatigue, you feel like you're tired all the time, you have weight gain or muscle loss, especially belly fat, you feel anxious, moody, or irritable, all signs of low testosterone. And if you're dealing with low testosterone, Mentality is here to help. They offer FDA-approved testosterone therapy combined with semaglutide to target the fat while maintaining muscle. So the results, if you work with Mentality, your energy comes roaring back, the belly fat burns off, muscle strengthens, but maybe most importantly, you just start to feel like yourself again. Confident, driven, ready to tackle life. So what are you waiting for? Contact my friends at Mentality, mentalityhealth.com/radio, mentalityhealth.com/radio to set up an appointment, go through the process, and see if Mentality can help you. I'm a new day rising. Back here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, I had multiple texts, Chew, because you are not here. We had the fire alarm go off here, so we had to evacuate for a couple of minutes. Apparently, everything's all good now again. But I had multiple people text me disappointed that Joshy just did not leave you up on the board, and then we just let you cook solo until we came back.
I would have done it.
Yeah, because you're a grinder. But people were disappointed. They just wanted to hear what you would do if you were just all by yourself. Just Chewy alone with his thoughts.
I tell you exactly what he would do. He'd talk for a few minutes, he'd have fun with it, and then he'd get bored and put his headset down and walk away.
Could I take callers?
No.
No, you wouldn't have been able to take callers because Joshy needs to be there to...
It would have been a one-man show, you just talking to yourself.
All right, next time. How's that?
Hopefully there is no next time.
Hopefully there's no next time. I'm hoping that we do not have to deal with that. But we were talking...
Well, with that being said, great. You know what's protocol in my wife? She asks me every day during dinner, who'd you talk to today?
Okay. So obviously me and Josh are on the list.
So she was in Fort Myers for business the last 2 days.
Okay.
And had to stay because that's like a 4-hour drive. So I was by myself. Why do I need to talk to people? I mean, I do more talking in this 2 hours than most people do in an entire day. Is that fair?
I think it's close.
Is that enough? Is that enough?
I'll say it's fair.
If I were to guess what's going on here, she wants to make sure you don't become your true final self, which is talks to nobody, old hermit. Curmudgeon, hermit, barely goes out. She wants you to remain socialized.
Well, a part of having multiple concussions, they say the older you get, you withdraw from everything and then just don't want to be a...
So
I was like that before I played football.
I was going to say, the problem is you've been that since day one.
Yes.
So it's hard to suss out.
It's hard to say which is the concussions, which is just you naturally.
Yeah.
But I think you just need to accept that this is your wife looking out for you. And while you may not like her checking in, asking how many people you talk to, who you talk to, this is her trying to help you.
So if I negotiate this thing with her,
how are you going to negotiate?
Which life isn't, it's very easy, Gabe. I will talk to more people if she stops creating jobs for me to do.
I thought you were a grinder. I thought these jobs are what you live for. You're a grinder.
Yeah, but I don't need jobs created for me.
For example?
You want me to go get the list I got this morning?
Yes, I do. Actually, I do. I want to know the list of things.
I would like a rundown of the list.
Yes, I want the list. Go run and get it. We can talk amongst ourselves if there's an actual list.
All right, I'll go get it.
Oh, man.
Are you... lists have come up in my house prior.
Okay.
We're having some people over for a Halloween thing. Some people are bringing their kids. And I requested a list. I said, hey, we've got a lot of stuff going on this week. We got to be ready for the party. And I don't want to jam it all into one day because then that's just hectic, gives you anxiety.
Yep.
I prefer a list.
Sure.
Some people are against the list, pro list. Tell me what you need from me. And I'll knock it out and make sure it's done in time.
I am very much a tell you what you need from me and I will get it done type of person. Like, yeah, just ask me. Like, anytime my wife wants me to do, hey, can you do this? Yep. Over it.
The problem is I'll forget if I'm doing something else. And
oh, yeah.
It like gets mentioned. Like, oh, yeah, this too. If I need to like go back and be able to, okay, there it is. Check off.
The thing is my wife usually takes care of a lot of those things before I do. So for example, my mom... last week she came down for game one of the NLCS and she doesn't want to drive at night. So she stayed the night at our house. And on Saturday night, I had asked my wife, hey, do I need to change the sheets in the guest room to make sure my mom's got clean sheets? Oh, I already took care of that. So she's usually like a step and a half ahead of me, like on every, because again, it was Saturday. She's not coming till Monday. I figured, okay, I can kind of take care of some of this stuff on Monday. But my wife is used, like, I was golfing on Saturday and she just like took care of a lot of that stuff.
All right, we're back.
All right, Chewy's back.
All right.
Here's the list of Chewy. Do you just have to do these things today?
Yes.
Okay, so this is Chewy's
here's the deal.
List
All right,
of things.
And the people on the, this is the list, Gabe, for the people on the.
Oh, geez.
YouTube.
That is.
Okay.
That's not just like,
no,
that's not like do the dishes, cut the grass.
Let me explain.
There are like, are there specific details on how to do things?
Yes. This is the list. So why I have the list, we are going out of town. Okay? Because all of our friends down here go to this thing in Key West called Fantasy Fest. It's freaky. It's,
I got questions about Fantasy Fest.
No,
I got questions about you
not
and
mine
Fantasy
and
Fest.
Not mine and Angie's cup of tea, but all our friends down here are freaky deaky Dutch.
Is that what
so
the is that what the costume's for? It's not actually a Halloween party?
No. Because
dressing
this
up as
where,
a Dungeons and Dragons character?
This is where the girls all paint themselves, and it's not our cup of tea. Okay? Google Fantasy Fest, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
I'm on a work computer. I don't know if
so
I can do
all
that.
So all of our friends are gone. So she's like, we should go away. So here's what I need
to do. You're not going to Fantasy Fest with them?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
I thought you were like going with them as like, everybody's doing it, we have to do it type thing.
No. Okay. Not my deal. And you know what? God bless our friends. They know, they're smart enough to know not to invite us.
Hey, perfect.
Okay? So we're going away. So here's what I got to do. Okay? I got to research how far a drive it is to Orlando. Okay? Then I have to call 4 hotels.
Okay.
Okay? And see what the room rates are. Are we going to stay for 1 or 2 nights? Okay? Then what
I'm
to
assuming
do on
all
Saturday.
4 of those hotels are owned by the same company, because I'm assuming as much as your wife does travel for work, she has status at, I don't know which, but obviously probably has status at some sort of hotel chain. Am I correct?
Well, she's got certain credentials from a place where...
Yeah, we don't have to name names, but...
No.
Yeah.
So, yes. So, I have to do that. And then I got to call Epcot to see how much the tickets are, because there's a food and wine festival there. Okay? So, I've got to do that. Now, have you guys been to Disney and or Universal?
Not since I was 16 years old.
Jashy?
I was 14, 15, yeah.
Now, I personally would rather go to Universal because I love it, Harry Potter, the rides, but she's not into rides. As soon as she said food and wine, then I know she wanted to go there.
Okay.
So I got to make that call. That's pretty much it.
You know you don't have to like,
But this, Gabe, this has nothing to do with the list. Has nothing to do with the list.
Wait.
It has everything to do with me talking to people.
I was going to point out that...
most of those things could be done online.
Yeah.
That's what I said. She said, no, I want you to physically call.
Yeah, she wants you talking to people. She wants you using your...
Yeah.
She wants that part of your brain to be active where you're interacting with another human being. Whether it's just over the phone, whether it's on the radio like this. Yeah, she wants you interacting with other people.
And I got a big clean day today. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to fit this in. I clean the house.
Yeah, I know.
Because I got time.
Yep.
And there isn't a cleaning lady alive that can do...
What you
the
do.
Job that I can do.
Correct.
If there was, I wouldn't have to clean before and after the clean. So, that's where we're at.
What I have realized through this conversation, and it's probably something I should have realized a long time ago, but for those who don't know, I was the one responsible for asking Chu, because before he started doing this morning show, I mean, how long, you were on Sunday mornings with Craig for what, 12 years, 14 years, something like that.
Yeah.
You were on air for a long time. Just doing the one day a week Sunday show, and you and Craig were great. And when we were expanding to 94.5 here from 540, I was the one who was asked, hey, can you ask Chewy if he'd be interested in doing something 5 days a week? So I did, and shockingly you said yes to that question. And I just assumed you'd last a year or two. But what I am realizing through this conversation is your wife likes the fact that you do a radio show because it makes you interact and talk with other people.
Well, can I let you in on a little secret? Before you talked to me, she had already talked to Craig and Evan about getting me a show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So there you have it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
So Gabe was the soft entrance to you first.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. while they were pulling strings behind your back.
Yeah, she didn't want me to know that conversation took place. I have people.
That's the first I had heard of that.
What do you mean you have people? You have one of the two people who were in that conversation?
He's got one person. And she knows. I mean, granted, that one person is a really good source. She's got a lot of info. But he's got one person.
Yeah.
He's got one. So, that's about it.
And here we are.
It is Aaron Rodgers week. Bucks tip off their season tonight. All still to come here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Whether it's HVAC, sheet metal, or welding, Smart 18 members are trained to be the best in the business. With top-tier wages, unbeatable benefits, and lifelong career support, it's not just a job, it's a career. Learn more at smart18.org and start building your future today.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Though, right?
Yeah.
Kinda like a, oof, like, just, instead of a, huh.
Yeah. But that's all part of taking the training law.
I do, but it's just such funny noises.
Did this get sexual or something? I don't know about it. What the hell just happened?
On 94.5 ESPN. Last night, she said,
oh, baby, I feel so down. I generally don't know the answer to the question I'm about to ask the big guy here, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Some people had been asking, where's Jen this week? She's had a couple different stories, some travel issues. She will be back tomorrow here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, for those wondering. But this weekend is a pretty big game for the Packers. Yes, they're playing the Steelers, but it is likely the only time that Aaron Rodgers will ever play against the Green Bay Packers. I think everybody's still under the assumption that this is going to be Aaron's final year in the NFL. Packers-Steelers this week on Sunday Night Football. Who's the biggest opponent that you ever played against that was also a really good teammate of yours? Did you have anything like that?
Holmgren.
Okay.
When Holmgren went to Seattle and he came back the following year and beat us, that stung. As far as players, I mean, it happens, but I don't think there was...
I can't think of any like big-time guys that left your team
either.
That, you know, because just in the Aaron Rodgers era alone, like I think of Greg Jennings, you weren't around. Obviously, Ryan Longwell left, but you never played against, you know, that was well after you were done. You played with Ryan, but I mean, by the time he got to that point in his career, you were gone.
Doug Evans went to Carolina.
Oh, okay, I remember
the year
that.
After the Super Bowl,
and
we played there. 5 catches, 87 yards, and a touchdown.
Oh, that's all.
Actually, the touchdown was not intended for me. Brett was throwing it to the post, and somehow it buzzed right over my head.
And you just threw the hands up?
And he's like, what were you doing? That wasn't even to you. I'm like, oh, sorry. I'll give you the touchdown back. I'm trying to think. There really wasn't anybody else that comes to mind. Receivers, no.
No. I mean, Andre? Did you ever play Andre after he was done?
No,
but again, like that's just different
because he
went to Kansas City.
Okay.
But you guys played Kansas City the year in the Super Bowl, so that cycle.
I remember Biebs. Didn't Biebs at the end of his year go to Carolina?
Maybe.
I'm not sure if we – or did he retire after us? Maybe he went to Carolina after Buffalo and then
– he went to Carolina after Buffalo and then he was with you in 96 and 97.
Okay. Yeah, the biggest one was Holmgren. This game against Pittsburgh would have been much bigger if Aaron was coming to Lambeau.
If it was in Green Bay.
Yeah. I don't think the juice is really there. I mean, okay, the players, you know, the Packers saying, hey, I can't wait to face them, this. That lasts for 3 plays. It really
Because then you get, then you just in your...
Then you get locked into the game.
Yeah. So LaFleur kind of downplayed it, and we'll see if he continues to downplay it throughout the course of this week, but he downplayed it on Monday. But Jason Wilde's got a great article over at channel3000.com where he's got a couple of different defensive players. Keyshawn Nixon was actually relatively close with Rodgers.
Yeah.
And the quote here is Nixon saying, he gave me a hug. He always wanted to give me a hug. He always said I was hangry, and I was. He opened me up. And I was angry because I didn't want to be here for real. but it really was him that calmed me down about being here, so I've got a lot of love for him. We still talk. That from Keyshawn Nixon. But also, Nixon saying, I'm going to make him angry, get him to throw the ball my way a lot, and try to pick his ass off. So he's still...
Yeah, is fine. That's what you do.
So he wants that. Obviously, Rashawn Gary would love to get a sack against him. And then an interesting story at the end of this from Micah Parsons, who obviously wasn't Aaron's teammate. But the one time that he played Aaron as a member of the Packers was Parsons' second year, Aaron's last year here in Green Bay. Packers mm-hmm. ended up beating them 28-14. It was when McCarthy came back here. But apparently after the game, Rodgers came up to him and said, hey, I want to trade jerseys with you. And I'm like, the GOAT Rodgers wants to trade jerseys with me? I'm coming off my rookie year. To me, it's a great sign of respect, just the type of guy he is, that he could recognize such a young player in the league. So I have nothing but respect for him. He's become one of my favorite players just because of that moment. He didn't have to do that. And he actually sent me the jersey. I thought he was just messing with me. But he sent me that game-worn jersey when they came back and beat us. So the loss was bitter, but the jersey was sweet. And it's in my man cave right now. So a lot of defensive players fired up to play Rodgers, A, because it's Aaron Rodgers, some because they used to be teammates. And you're telling me the emotions of that aren't really going to factor in a lot.
No, not at all. LaFleur's right. I mean, like I said, it'd be a bigger deal if he was coming to Lambeau. That way the crowd could get into it. You know what, though? Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
We all know about Brett coming back when he was with Minnesota. Let's say that they were playing in Lambeau. How would he be? Because they thought about this when Holmgren came back, because he kind of manufactured his way out of Green Bay because mm-hmm. he wanted to be GM and stuff like that. And there were questions all week long whether they were going to boo him or cheer him. And they wound up cheering him, gave him a nice ovation. If Aaron was coming back this week, how would he be received?
I think he would be mostly cheered. I think there would certainly be some boos in there.
Yeah.
But his exit was just so different than Brett's. And if Brett would have come back as a member of the Jets, he would have been cheered. He would have been cheered.
Yeah, I agree.
Without a doubt. Yes. I mean, maybe one or two people boo him, but I don't think you would have been able to hear those boos. I think mostly it would have been overwhelming cheers. But because of all the stories that happened when he was with the Jets trying to reach out to Matt Millen and give the Lions, you know, state secrets, and then manufacturing his way to Minnesota and making it clear he wanted to stick it to the Packers.
Yeah.
That's what got him the boost.
Okay.
And while Aaron, clearly not as popular as Brett, just never connected with the fan base on the same level for whatever mm-hmm. reason, I feel like there would be, I would say probably 80-20. 80-20 cheers to boost.
You think there'd be 20, huh?
I do, because there's a lot of people like Joshy out there.
Are there really?
I think so.
Even though he's on a team that's not even relevant to Green Bay?
Josh,
will you always not like him?
I'll always not like him. I don't care about him nearly as much anymore. I don't view him as like any real threat, even though I think the Packers have a chance of losing this game with the way they've played in the past three. But, I mean, he's gone quiet, and I think that was probably terms of his contract and Mike Tomlin joining there. Every time he opens his mouth is generally not something anyone really cares to hear. It's awfully vindictive. But at this point, like, he's in the AFC North. We don't have to think about him a whole lot. I don't think they're a threat for the Super Bowl. He's just kind of there doing his thing.
If he were coming back to Lambeau, would you cheer or boo?
I would boo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I think there's 20% of people out there like Joshy. I think 80% would cheer, 20% would boo.
Interesting.
He's always had an interesting relationship with the fan base, and I think he is keenly aware of that, which is why he has done nothing but be very positive about Green Bay in his time since leaving. Like being a part of the Jets and still referring to the Packers as we when he was having the conversations on McAfee about the Chicago Bears. And he knows he's going to have to come back here eventually. They're going to retire his number. The name's going to be on the facade. Number 12 is going to be up there. He's going to go to the Team Hall of Fame. All the things that Brett did, Aaron's going to do as well. And he wants to stay on the good side of the fans.
Do you think he'll have, you know, when he goes into the Green Bay Hall of Fame, do you think he'll have spillage over into the stadium?
No. Oh, no.
You don't think at all? I mean, Brett had, what was there, another
65,000
in there?
They filled the bowl when Brett came back.
And you don't think Aaron will have any?
I think a lot of people are, like, near apathetic. There's certainly still a lot of people who are big fans.
Yeah.
But it's not even, it doesn't approach
It's just
Favre.
So hard to explain Favre's relationship
right.
with the Packer fan base.
Yeah, he's a grinder. Come on, he's a grinder.
I think the fact that largely going to Pittsburgh was admitting he was wrong about sort of why he wanted to leave and the reason he went to the Jets specifically so they could build a team around him. He could have say in personnel. And then he went to a place where he has absolutely, well, no, I shouldn't say no say, but his voice isn't heard the same way it was with the Jets, nor is it heard in the way he wanted it to be in Green Bay. Like, if there is another Packers, it's the Steelers.
It's the Steelers.
Yes.
But I think he had admitted
or
that.
Or Buffalo. You could throw Buffalo in there too.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially Buffalo now with the culture that they've built a lot of that's because of Josh Allen.
Uh-huh.
But he was even admitting that late last season.
Yes.
He was having those conversations of wanting to be at a place that's more like Green Bay in terms of the culture inside the locker room. And what Mike Tomlin's built over the last how many ever years Mike Tomlin's been there made the most sense. And
all right, hold on. But knowing this, knowing Aaron, will the Packers even offer it? Or would it be too embarrassing? Will the Packers even offer it to say, hey, for Aaron's induction ceremony into Green Bay, we're going to have the stadium open for anyone that wants to watch? Or would that be too embarrassing if 750 people showed up?
Yeah, I just feel like they're not going to offer it. Because and maybe this is a good question for Jason tomorrow, Chew, or Friday.
Yeah.
But I don't even know how that came about. If that was just, hey, this is the date it's going to be, and then so many people had called, because it was Brett's big grand return.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there was just so much that was built up over those 5 years before, or I guess it was 4 years, because he went into the Team Hall of Fame before he went into the Big Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
So there was just so much that had built up over those 4 years that people were so ready to welcome Brett back. And because Brett did what he did, and everybody was still willing to forgive him, for the most part, right? To fill up the stadium to welcome him back. Like that, if Brett just goes to the Jets, I don't know if the stadium fills up the way that it did.
Really?
But because...
Which is crazy because what Brett did, and Josh, you tell me, you're the resident hater, what Brett did was more egregious than
I
what
hated
Aaron's
him
doing.
Deeply.
Yeah. But you were ready to forgive Brett the second it came...
Yeah,
to forgive him.
It was also a different time for me, like in terms of being like a kid.
Sure.
Like now, I probably would be less forgiving. At that point, I was mad about it. I realized what happened, but I also realized, hey, this is a guy I watched basically since the time I was able to understand what was happening in a football game. So, like that degree of it, I certainly wasn't a Vikings fan. I certainly didn't support him through that. And well, now. Certainly as well, you can add that into things. But yeah, it was just different. It felt different then. And let's be honest, his all shucks behavior gets you a lot of ground.
Yeah.
While Aaron Rodgers is like spitting venom around and taking out anybody who slights him, Brett was just like, oh, I'm the kid from Mississippi.
What's a nickel defense?
Yeah, like it's just a different personality.
Yeah, I mean, and again, like...
And let's be honest.
Yeah. Oh, you can't be one of the best quarterbacks in NFL history and not know what a nickel defense is. You can't.
I agree, but he was an idiot.
Well, yes,
that much we understand.
Well, but kind of like you're an idiot.
Being an idiot too.
Yeah, but you're an idiot. However, when it comes to football, you're a football genius.
Yeah.
Like you understand football at such a high level that most people will never understand it. And that's why you were as successful as you were. Brett understands football at an incredibly high level because he had to, because you can't play in the NFL at that position for 20 years unless you have a high understanding. So, yes, he was an idiot.
No,
he was not a football idiot.
No.
Might still be.
And I don't think you can push back from anyone on that one. Totally Rad, bro. October. It's National Pizza Month, and I challenge you. Turn your taste buds upside down. Stranger Things Surfer Boy Pizza as you fuel up for one last adventure. Keep an eye out for that in your local grocer's freezer aisle.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How do you get to 10 in NFL in the football game? How do you do that?
You can have 5 safeties.
That's a great point.
Which would also be a great endorsement for Derek Carr.
2 field goals, 2 safeties.
2 field goals, 2
also
safeties.
Also a great endorsement for the quarterback. Continue. Yes. What else do we have?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Josh DiMaggio here from my friends at 1UP Parlay, my favorite daily fantasy sports app with the absolute largest payouts on parlays. You've heard me talk about them before, but with the football season here, it is time to play. This week, I'm looking at Justin Herbert over 251.5 passing yards, Jordan Addison to score a touchdown, the Dodgers to win game 1 of the World Series, and under 44.5. in the Jets versus Bengals game. Here's what you should do. Download the 1UP Parlay app, click around, and when you decide to upload money to play and get into the action, use promo code JGC for a 100% deposit match for up to $250. Put in $20, they'll give you $20 more. Download the 1UP Parlay app, use promo code JGC, and let's play the world's richest parlay today. You must be 18 years or older to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER today.
Bucks open their season tonight inside Fiserv Forum against the Washington Wizards. Of course, of note, because Chris Middleton in town, I'm sure there's going to be talking about returns. I'm guessing there's going to be a big pop for Chris tonight as he makes his return to Milwaukee for the first time since being traded last trade deadline in the NBA. I honestly don't really know what to expect from the Bucks this year, Chu, in terms of how good they're going to be. Now, they're going to be a playoff team in the East. The East is a mess, and they've got Giannis. But I don't know what the expectation should be because it's just a different team. It's a younger team. It's a different look. And again, outside of New York and Cleveland, I don't know who's actually good in the Eastern Conference either. And I think that's going to make for a fun, exciting season for Milwaukee.
Orlando?
They've got the possibility, I think, of being a pretty good team. I can't say they're definitively good in the way that Cleveland and New York are.
Yeah.
But I think Orlando would be on a short list of, yeah, maybe they can be kind of like Indiana was last year, this young team, and make a run to an Eastern Conference Finals.
Are you writing off Boston?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Why? They always seem to figure it out.
Because they don't have their best player, and they sold off a bunch of the other good players that they had.
Okay.
It's Jaylen Brown. Are they going to be solid? Yeah, they're going to be solid because they're Boston. But in terms of what made them one of the best teams in the NBA over the last handful of years, it just doesn't exist.
How much better is the West than the East? Miles?
Yes.
Miles.
Yeah, because the thing about the thing in the West is there's just so many good teams, and there aren't a lot of good teams. So they're both interesting, but for opposite reasons. Like the West is, okay, who's actually going to emerge from this group of really, really good teams? Mm-hmm. And the East is, okay, we know a couple are good, but who else can emerge and actually be competitive and really good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all about keeping them here. Well, I don't know what number that is. I don't know where you finish in the East to keep them here, but like you said, it's going to be interesting.
It doesn't matter where you finish in. Well, I guess unless you're like 7th or 8th.
Yeah.
To me, it doesn't matter where you finish in the East. It's what do you do in the playoffs for Giannis. In terms of keeping him here, if you win a playoff series, if you make it to an Eastern Conference Finals, I think the chatter of, oh, is Giannis going to be around, that goes away. This disappears.
Yeah, I'm with you. I have no idea.
All right. Well, look, I'll be there tonight. I'm looking forward to it. Definitely did not want to miss Chris's return to Milwaukee. Will the Intouch coming up next.